Welcome back to Good Food. Last year, Business Insider reported that the average Costco shoppers were married Asian American women between the ages of 35 and 44. As we gear up to celebrate the Year of the Dragon this Lunar New Year, we talked to journalist Ada Tseng about her piece for the Los Angeles Times that asks, "How Asian is your Costco?" Hi, Ada.
Hi, this is so nice to meet you.
It's wonderful to meet you. When we at the Good Food team saw that LA Times shout out that you were asking people for their information, we just knew we wanted to hear the answers.
I'm so excited that you thought that, because I think when we put out the call out, I was curious how many responses we would get, and we got a lot of passionate responses, so that made me really happy.
So do you fit the Costco demographic?
Yeah, I think when I saw that Business Insider article, I felt like they were shining a spotlight on me. And I wanted to be like, wait, it's not me, it's my husband. Like, I married into this insane Costco family and you're blaming me, but it's my husband who's an Asian American man. But who knows?
Do you think of Costco as a grocery store, or does it fill a different role?
I think of it as a grocery store, but I also sort of think of it as a lifestyle. We go to Costco definitely every weekend and sometimes twice a week. Part of that is because, like, he's a real stickler on only getting Costco gas. So that's why the sometimes twice a week, because sometimes we'll like go to Costco for gas and then we're there already, so we might as well stop by. But it's not so much like he's looking for a particular item. I think it's almost like he thinks of it like a game. The coupon book is the instructions, right? And it's almost like a dare that you can go look around and see where you can get the best deals. And I think how it works for Costco, they call it the treasure hunt, right? Where there's some Costco, you know, there's some items that are in all Costcos, but the inventory varies depending on each Costco and depending on the demographic. So we have gone to so many different Costcos and just looked around to see what's different about them.
And do the Asian items tend to cluster in one place, or does the store intersperse them? So you have to like literally go up every single aisle.
When you go into the Costco, those are like the good deal ones. Those are the items that they want to tell you, you should buy this now, and they put it right in front of you, right? And then you kind of loop around, and the, you know, when you first go straight, it's more of kind of like the household item stuff. So the Asian-ness of those, I think, is less interesting than the food items, right? But then when you go into the freezer aisles, sometimes that's where you'll get like really surprising stuff, like the durian ice cream, or I think we saw like octopus fried rice recently. And then when you kind of go around the circle and you start going near like the snacks or like the noodles, or that's where you get really surprising things too, like the bird's nest soup or just like really interesting snacks that you're like, I can't believe this is at a Costco.
So the Los Angeles Times polled readers about Asian products at their local Costco. What were your findings? Which Costcos were most frequented?
Okay, so we ended up picking the top 12. And I think it kind of coalesces with where you think the Asian demographics are. So like Monterey Park, Alhambra, for sure, right? Then you have kind of the Torrance area. And then I actually live in Orange County, so my expertise is the Orange County Costcos. So, yeah, like Irvine, you know, Irvine is big. And then the ones around Little Saigon are pretty Asian.
And then the poll asked, if your immigrant parents brought Costco products back to their families when they visited, what did they pack in the suitcases? This is a genius question.
I'm so glad you asked that, because there was so much in the investigation that we had to put in the article that I couldn't get that in depth into that question. But to me, I was talking to my friends. I'm Taiwanese American, so, you know, a lot of my friends are also second gen Taiwanese American, and we remember our parents bringing a lot of Kirkland items back, you know, packing an entire suitcase versus something to bring back to Taiwan. So I think the most common responses were like vitamins and supplements. And one person even told us that this is still a thing because I'm from Taiwan and now there's Costco's in Taiwan and now there's, you know, Costco's in Korea and Japan. But, you know, in China, there's only maybe like 5 or 6 Costco's through the whole country. So somebody actually even told me like in Monterey Park or Alhambra, they actually still sell a lot of vitamins there because people are sending it back to China because it's just like cheaper or maybe they think it's a better deal. But yeah, like baby formula, there's all these responses. It was so hilarious.
What else really stuck out for you? Not just the suitcase question, but also were there top products that people were searching for that they bought again and again?
I think people really love the snacks. Me personally, I was excited that the Irvin's salted egg salmon skin got to Costco. A lot of people talked about the Taiwanese peanut candy. I mean, people do kind of like the semi-permanent items too, you know, like the Bibigo dumplings. I think that's always there and really reliable. I think people are really excited about the lumpia. There's like paneer there. Abalone. I wouldn't have thought that would be in Costco's.
Is the abalone found, is it dried? Is it fresh? Is it frozen?
I think it's abalone soup. And then there's also, you know, there's like a ton of boba items, the kind of the instant boba, and there's herbal teas. One of the herbal teas to me is like the quintessential, like if it's there, it's an Asian Costco, because when you look at it, it's just Chinese characters. There's nothing in English. They're not even trying to appeal to the English speaking community. So there's an herbal tea. Oh, the alcohol section is a big one. Because in a lot of Costco's, they'll have like one or two things. But if you go to a really Asian Costco, like a Irvine or a San Gabriel Valley, like you have sake, you have soju, you have Taiwan, you know, like different types of baijiu, that with the, I think it's Chinese wine or something like that. especially around Lunar New Year. Is there anything that you like at Costco?
Well, I'm a single person household. Like, I don't know if it would be possible for me to walk into a Costco and not buy toilet paper and paper towels. And yeah. I feel like I would have to choose between my bed.
We spend way too much money at Costco. It doesn't really always make sense, but I think it's just the pull of getting such a good deal. That was one of the other questions on the call out where I asked people, why do you think Costco is so popular amongst Asian American communities? And every single answer was some variation of like, Asians love a good deal. Some people talk about the return policy, but I do think if part of it's the fun, right? You know, like I do think there's food that we get from Costco just because it's on sale and we've seen it and we won't buy it if it's not on sale. But if it goes on sale and there's a free sample and we try it, we'll get it. So it's kind of like a strange lifestyle that I bet there's a lot of people like me where your eating habits really coincide with what Costco decides to put on their coupon list.
Love this. Thank you so much, Ada.
Thank you so much. I hope that was helpful.
That was journalist Ada Singh. We've been discussing the Los Angeles Times polling of Asian products at Costco. Go to our website, kcrw.com/goodfood, for tabulations and their determination about the most Asian Costcos in Southern California. In a minute, chocolate lovers rejoice. Valentine's Day is almost here. We talked to the maker of some of the most exquisite chocolate bonbons in Los Angeles. Next.